to listen to the Left Traffic Podcast.
What's up, Left Traffic Nation? Welcome. Episode 55 of the Left Traffic Podcast. I am your host, the Professor Brandon Crowd. I hope everyone had a great weekend. Hope everyone enjoyed the Super Bowl. Maybe you won a square or two. Not that any of you bet, but if you did, man, what a game. Record-setting yards. Just back and forth. Well, not really back and forth. It wasn't back and forth until the fourth quarter. Obviously, I would have liked to have seen a different outcome, and I was way off on my prediction of 35-24. No boasting for me. Congratulations to all the Eagles fans out there. It was a great game. All good things must come to an end, I believe. And I don't know. It was announced earlier this week that it's official. It's probably the worst kept secret, if they were even trying to keep it a secret, that Matt Patricia is headed to the Lions. Sounds like Josh McDaniels is headed to the Colts. Brady's getting up there. Belichick's getting up there. All the nonsense that came out on ESPN a couple weeks ago about the whole trade with Garoppolo and all that. I don't know. The end of the dynasty, the era, is it over? I hope not. But if it is, it's been a great run, and I really can't complain too much. So, anyways, hope everyone enjoyed the game. It was a lot of fun. Hope everyone had a good weekend. And I hope everyone enjoyed last week's show with Kelly Crandall. I had a blast talking with her. I know there were some audio issues. Those are worked out. Turned out the reason why the iPad didn't pick up the call was due to the iPad and my phone not running on the same iOS. As soon as I did an update on both and synced everything back up, everything worked fine. But again, don't understand how just 2 days apart from me using it earlier, it got all discombobulated. But nonetheless, everything is working and all that. Man, I am so excited. I'm getting tired of talking about leading into racing at Daytona. We are almost there. We got the Clash, the duels this weekend, which I'll talk about here in a little bit. But first, I hyped two big announcements. You might have already seen one of them on Twitter. So I'm going to give you the other one right now. That's right. Without further ado, this week's show is sponsored by DraftKings. That's right, the Lap Traffic Podcast this week and next is being brought to you by DraftKings. I am so excited to have DraftKings on board for a couple weeks here to hype up Daytona and Fantasy NASCAR. That said, NASCAR fans, start your engines. February 18th, race day is back when the Great American Race returns to Daytona. And to celebrate, DraftKings is hosting a $10,000 NASCAR contest that is totally free to enter. Just go to DraftKings.com before the race begins, pick your contest, draft your team of six drivers, follow the action live, rack up points for fast laps, laps led, finishing position, and more. Outscore the competition and take the checkered flag. When you're in the race with DraftKings, every turn, every pit stop, every time someone drops the hammer, you'll feel like you're riding shotgun. Start your chase towards victory lane at DraftKings.com. The race inside the race. You guys know I play DraftKings. You've heard me talk about it all year last year. I'll be tweeting out my lineups and suggestions. And are you ready for this? DraftKings has given me to give to you, Lap Traffic Nation, your own promo code. Use promo code LAPPED, L-A-P-P-E-D, at DraftKings.com now to play in the free NASCAR contest with $10,000 in prizes. That's promo code LAPPED to compete for your share of $10,000 in total prizes. The contest is totally free to enter. Why wouldn't you try this out? That's promo code LAPPED. Play for free next Sunday only at DraftKings.com. That's DraftKings.com. Eligibility restrictions apply. See site for details. And I got a link on my website, thelaptrafficpodcast.com. And speaking of DraftKings, I've got a special guest from DraftKings lined up, ready to go right now. All right, joining me on the line, he is DraftKings NASCAR expert, Pierce Dietrich. Pierce, welcome to the Lap Traffic Podcast. How are you?
It's awesome to be here. Doing well.
Awesome. Excellent. All right, so before we get into DraftKings and NASCAR and the Lap Traffic, I got to ask, what'd you think of the game on Sunday?
Well, let me tell you, I hate the Patriots, and I've always rooted against
them. All right, well, that's
forever.
Pierce. We got to go. No, I'm just kidding.
But I always rooted against them because it never works out. Yeah, it never works out. I always end up losing, so I decided this year I'm going to root for them. And well, I don't know. I can't win. I'm jinxed. Right. I don't know.
Well, I'm a Michigan guy, so I've been a Tom Brady fan for a very long time. So I was crushed this weekend, but. All good things must come to an end, right?
I don't think it's going to come to an end. Probably going to win five more championships.
So let me ask you. So how busy was DraftKings on Sunday for the big one there? I got to imagine like it's an all hands on deck kind of thing with a day like that.
Yeah, I was a little surprised. I mean, in the past, you really didn't have any contests at DraftKings for the Super Bowl. But this year with their showdown contest, they had a $1 million prize winner. I could not believe that. $1 million for a contest on the Super Bowl, and no one had anything to do but build lineups and sit there after 17 hours of pregame coverage. So
right.
It looked like it was pretty active there.
Yeah, I didn't win that one.
Yeah, I don't think this podcast would be going on right now if either one of us won anything.
It's true, because I'd be on my way to Daytona if that happens. So.
You'd probably be racing this weekend.
Yeah, right. Yeah, throw the lap traffic logo on a car. Pierce, tell everyone a little bit about yourself, how you got into DraftKings, your background with NASCAR, and all that good stuff.
So in 2013, I was writing for this small website that was covering daily fantasy NASCAR, and I did that for a while. And then in 2015, when DraftKings launched their product, they needed someone to kind of push content, help players know what's going on, and because a lot of people, like daily fantasy football players, had no idea about NASCAR. They just weren't NASCAR guys. So they wanted someone to create content to help them out. From there, I started doing videos for them, and some of those videos are on NASCAR.com. And then they had me doing videos for all their sports and just about everything they could throw at me. And I guess the last thing is I was in the championship last year. I went to the playoffs for the fantasy NASCAR, advanced through the rounds. And
nice.
Got to the championship. Sounds a little narcissistic, but hey, you asked about me. So
hey, that's
that.
Right. Oh, that's awesome. When did you start getting into NASCAR? Do you got a driver? What got you hooked in NASCAR itself?
Well, I would say I'm a late bloomer, but I grew up in Ohio, and where I was, there was no NASCAR fans, and I knew nothing about NASCAR as a kid or a teenager. And then just one day I decided, because it was on TV all the time, I said, I'm just going to try to understand this thing and devote myself to sitting down and watching races and figuring this out. I knew no one that knew anything about racing. I knew nothing other than what they were telling me on TV. And from there on, I just started to learn more, and then I met people that knew more about it, and I just, and then, you know, you get the internet, so you can figure anything out on the internet, or at least all the conspiracy theories. And from there, and then, you know, I hate to say it, or maybe I don't hate to say it, everyone's a Dale Earnhardt Jr. fan, but I like Dale Earnhardt Jr. because I'm a bit of a nerd, and I love that he did iRacing and did the simulations and the video game aspect of it, and I just thought that was the coolest thing. So I became a nerdy Dale Earnhardt Jr. fan.
Nothing wrong with that, my man. All right, so let's get into DraftKings a little bit. You know, I've been playing in fantasy NASCAR leagues for years, as have many of the listeners. But, you know, for the casual NASCAR fan, a lot of people would say, you know, they didn't even know fantasy NASCAR was a thing. And then DraftKings comes out with a NASCAR option, and I was so excited with that. Tell the listeners a little bit about the decision to add NASCAR to DraftKings.
Yeah, well, first of all, the fantasy NASCAR is a thing. If your listeners are out there, you punch in fantasy NASCAR into Twitter, and almost about every 15 tweets or so, there's someone with a snarky comment that says, I didn't even know fantasy NASCAR was a thing.
Right.
Or just found out fantasy NASCAR was a thing. And some people were joking around. Some people were absolutely serious.
Yeah.
And it's pretty popular among NASCAR fans. And but even with some NASCAR fans, they're really just very traditional. They're into watching the race. They don't play fantasy NASCAR, but they are kind of coming over to that. And at the same time, you've got the fantasy football, fantasy baseball, the traditional fantasy sports people are saying that never liked NASCAR. Throw the, you know, they're turning left circles. They throw that one at you all the time. Mm-hmm. But then they start playing, and they're like, oh, wait, there's a little bit more to this than guys just turning circles. And so you got people coming from a little bit. Really, from DraftKings' perspective, it's just, why not? This is a major American sport. People love to play games while they watch games. Everyone is on their smartphone anymore when you're watching a game, so you might as well put in a fantasy lineup and watch your score as it unravels. play unravels for most people. Maybe some people do well. But it really is just a simple, why not? It's a big sport, and you can pick players, you can pick drivers. It works, and it's worked really well every year. It has grown. Right,
so we have a free contest with $10,000 up for grabs to start the season. Tell the listeners a little bit about the contest to kick off the 60th running of the Daytona 500.
First of all, it's free, and you can win $10,000. I really don't need to sell you on anything else. But if you're new to DraftKings or Fantasy NASCAR or NASCAR, which there's no way you're new to NASCAR if you're listening to this podcast.
Right.
So you know NASCAR, you know the drivers, you know Daytona. Pick six drivers that you think can do well. That's it. Stay under the salary cap. So you should be pretty familiar with that. Every driver, obviously, Martin Truex Jr., your Kevin Harvick's are going to be expensive, and your Corey LaJoy's are going to be cheap. So balance your salary out and pick six drivers. If you know something about NASCAR, you could have $10,000 on Sunday. Or, you know what, once you're on the site and you're looking around, you may notice there's also another contest where if you just put in a couple dollars, you can win $100,000.
All
of course,
right.
You're going to be competing against me, and if I win,
and me, but that doesn't mean anything. All right, so let me ask you. You mentioned the salary cap and drivers, so you do have to pick six drivers. You get $50,000 in your bank to be able to select these drivers. You know, what's your strategy? Does it vary based on the track? How do you go about selecting your lineup? Are you picking some top guys with some bottom basement guys in terms of value and cost, or do you really try to go in there and average it all out?
So this week is Daytona, and I've done a couple spots in the past where I'll come on and they'll ask me about Daytona and what's my strategy.
That's a crapshoot.
I give them my strategy for Daytona. They laugh at me and they say, this guy's not an expert. Don't ever bring him back on the show ever again. But I'm telling you, people, this is a different week. Next week, when they go to Atlanta, then we're going to have strategy of trying to pick the fast cars and finding value. But I'm telling you right now, you can go through all the plate races, and I'm sure people in their head can already remember all of the wrecks. All you have to do, and I'm making it sound easy, this is not easy, you need to find six drivers starting in the back that do not wreck. They are the ones that score a lot of points. It's not so much about good drivers. I mean, here, let me ask you this. Who do you think scored the second most fantasy points in the last plate race at Talladega last fall? Who scored the second most points?
I'm going to say David Reagan.
Gray Galding.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Yes, and so the people out there listening saying, wait a second, I was supposed to pick Gray Galding. Yes, along with David Reagan, Eric Almirola, Ryan Newman starting 26th or 25th or so. And then you did have two big-time drivers in Logano and Keselowski. But you can go through all of these plate races, and basically you're just trying to find six guys in the back that do not wreck. Here's the winning lineup from last Daytona. I'll tell you what, see if you can name one of them. I bet you can name one. I'm going to say you get one right.
One.
What do you think? Last Daytona plate race. Who's one guy that was in the optimal lineup?
Was it one of the guys you just rattled off?
Yeah, okay. I'll give you a clue. There's one of them.
Ryan Newman.
Who are you guessing?
Ryan Newman.
No, Ryan Newman. David Reagan.
Okay.
Brendan Gaughan, Paul Menard, Michael McDowell, Ricky Stenhouse, and then rounding it out, Corey LaJoy.
That one, I guarantee you, I didn't have any one of those guys in my lineup for the Daytona 500 last year.
Well, that's what you have to do. And people laugh at me and say, you are a crazy person.
Right.
I am a crazy person during Daytona and Talladega. Then on the rest of the weeks, I will make rational decisions and better picks. But the data says, take these guys in the back. Do, you know, get some rabbit speed. Do whatever you got to do. But, I mean, you would say, hey, well, that's luck. It's not luck at all because of David Reagan twice. Ricky Stenhouse won a couple plate races last year.
Yep.
Logano and Keselowski were in the top lineup at Talladega, and the four Penskes always do well at these plate races. So
sure.
You just kind of got to take some guys in the back and pick some guys that have a history at these plate races. I don't know how they do. I mean, Dale Earnhardt Jr. won here 10 times. He knew something that other people didn't.
Absolutely. So I guess that's one thing to kind of maybe point out to the listeners that are hopefully going to sign up using code LAPT when you do, that you get points not just based on finishing position. You get points based on passes throughout the race, too. So, you know, Kyle Busch likes to start out front a lot. So if you take him, he's not going to be able to get as many passing points as, say, someone like a Matt DiBenedetto or a David Ragan, you know. So some of that has to go in, you know, like you said, once we get past Daytona and let's say we move over to Atlanta. Let's say Jimmy Johnson has a bad qualifying and is starting 20th. Well, we all know Jimmy Johnson's going to move up to the front. So those are quality pass points from a driver, and those are some of the things you want to take into account. Am I right?
Absolutely. When we go to Atlanta, we'll have more stats. We'll look more at laps led and fast laps. We'll just go to the top notch cars. But at Daytona with the drafting, the fast laps are all over the place. You're not sure who's going to be running, who will run fast lap after fast lap. But you do know the place differential, like you were talking about with Jimmy Johnson moving from 20th to inside the top 10, or Ryan Newman going from 25th to second. Those are big time points that you absolutely need to get at Daytona.
Absolutely. All right. So one of the other misconceptions outside of people being flabbergasted over the fact that there's fantasy NASCAR is that, you know, when, oh, you know, this is, it's daily fantasy. You know, I'm not going to have a chance to compete with people that do this all the time. And it's expensive. But there's a lot of different format options with DraftKings that, you know, just to make things a little bit more exciting while you're watching the race, you can get in a $1.50-50 lineup, which if there's 10 people in there and you finish in the top five, you're going to double your money, which is a buck. You know, it's sure there's, you know, expensive contests and all that out there. But, you know, for the casual person that just wants to get out there and test the waters, one, there's the free contest. And two, it can be just something to have a little fun with, right?
We look at daily fantasy NASCAR and we try to assess the difficulty. Obviously, there's going to be some guys that are really good at daily fantasy, and they really know the NASCAR, but there's not very many. Then you've got guys that play daily fantasy football and they're coming over to play NASCAR, but they don't really know a lot of it. They don't do a lot of research. They don't have an advantage. They're on the same level as someone who just normally plays NASCAR or watches NASCAR and is jumping into it for the first time as well. So if you look at it, like you mentioned, a 50-50, I mean, basically you're saying that if there are two people in a room, you think you're better than another person. If we put 100 people in a room, do you think you could build a better fantasy NASCAR lineup than 50 of them? I would imagine that your listeners here on Lap Traffic Podcast, if we put them in a room with 100 people, some of them aren't even NASCAR fans, that they're going to finish in the top 50%.
Absolutely.
It's not that difficult.
Absolutely. Our listeners are smart. and you can also, you know, even if you don't want to play against other people, you can create private contests that between you and some friends that you can invite, and you can set it at $5 an entry or a buck, you know, whatever you want, and, you know, do it between your friends too, which is pretty cool.
Well, yeah, and now that Yahoo doesn't do NASCAR anymore, you don't have the leagues. And one of the toughest things with Yahoo, and I fell victim to this many times, where you just forgot to build your lineup 1 week and then you're playing catch up for the rest of the season.
Yep.
If you got a league with friends, you can take weeks off. Maybe there's a weekend where, you know, a lot of guys are going to get out of town or just there's things going on. You take a week off and you come back the next week with the Fantasy NASCAR League again.
Absolutely. Yep. Well, Pierce, I am so excited for the Daytona 500. Who's your early pick? You got an early random prediction? Is Greg Gaulding going to win? You know, who you got?
You know, I'm going to take, and I figured that this would come up, I'm going to take Paul Menard. A couple of reasons. He ran really well at the plate races last year. And for me, that's one of the things I want to look at, because last year, they're basically running this low downforce car. And you could tell in these plate races that there were wrecks everywhere. But Menard ran really well in those races. Now he's switching over to the Wood Brothers, who are, you know, a guy named Trevor Bayne once upon a time won in a Wood Brothers car at a plate race. It's also, well, I mean, I know he's, and they've got the Ford Penske Alliance as well, and his Fords have run well. Three of the winners last year at the plate races were Fords. So give me Paul Menard.
I like that pick. This is going to be a definite make or break season for Paul Menard. You know, was over at RCR for the longest time, lost teammates in Kevin Harvick, Clint Bowyer, you know, really didn't have a lot to work with. You know, Austin Dillon came in, you know, through his rookie season and developed. And, you know, everyone's kind of considered RCR a little bit stagnant. You know, Ryan Newman really, you know, I think they've got, what, one win as an organization over the last 4 or 5 years, maybe two. And, you know, now with the
move.
Well,
they got two wins last year, but they both were pretty much, I don't want to throw shade on anyone, but Newman's win at Phoenix was
Right. I forgot about Newman at Phoenix and then Dillon
and
Charlotte.
And Dillon's win, again, was another fluky gamble.
Yep.
Yep. The only real win they have is that Pulminard
and Indy.
Yep. Last one I remember.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I forgot about Newman.
RCR, I apologize to the RCR fans out there.
Yeah.
Get this guy over here.
Oh, nonsense. All right, man. Hey, tell the listeners where they can follow you and maybe get some tips and all that kind of good stuff.
All right, they can follow me on Twitter at Race4ThePrize. That's Race, the number 4, the prize.
I love
it. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. All right, everyone, make sure you follow Pierce. Make sure you use promo code LAPT when you go sign up and play for free in the DraftKings $10,000 contest for the Daytona 500. Pierce, thanks so much for coming on LAPT Traffic, and keep in touch, man.
Yeah, you too. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, man. All right, well, that's some info on DraftKings. If you want to play, again, if you're a new user, it's free. Sign up. Make sure you use code LAPT at the top of the DraftKings website there so that you can get access to play for free, literally for free. Go set a lineup, see how you like it, and check out DraftKings. And if you got any questions, you know, you can always hit me up on Twitter at LAPTTrafficPC. All right. We got racing on the track this weekend. I am so excited. We got the Clash coming up, and we've got the duels, which is going to be a lot of fun. Running the Clash, we got the usual suspects. We got the 78, the 2, Logano's in there, Harvick's in there, Johnson, Austin Dillon's running in there. There are three drivers that are eligible but are not running. That's Dale Jr., Matt Kenseth, and Danica Patrick. Clash is going to be 25 laps for the first stage, 50 for the second run. Let's see. Let's run down some of the past winners here. Joey Logano won it last year. Hamlin in 16. Kenseth, who's eligible but not running, won it in 15. Hamlin back in 14. Harvick in 13. The Busch brothers in 12 and 11. And Harvick back to 2010. I'm going to be honest. I'm leaning between Larson. I really think Larson might take the checkered flag. Yeah, he ran really well at Daytona last year. He had a bad playoff run, a couple engine failures, things of that nature. I look for Larson to come out strong in 2018. I mentioned it to Kelly last week when she was on, that Larson is my guy to keep an eye on for 2018. And then we got the time trials this weekend to set the front row for the 500. And then the classic duels on Thursday night. I figured for the hell of it, I'd run through in quick detail as possible the very difficult to understand sometimes, especially if you're new to NASCAR, in how the qualifying for the Daytona 500 works. It's the only time that the qualifying for a race is set this way. So we're going to run time trials. All 40-plus cars, whoever shows up, is going to run time trials on Sunday. And all that's going to do is set the starting front row. Spots 1, spots 2 for the time trials. The rest of the field is going to be set by the duels. So 36 charter teams, as we all know, 4 open teams will be eligible for starting grid positions. The highest non-chartered team in each duel finish will get a spot. And then the other 2 remaining starting spots will be based on final qualifying results. So that's it definitely gets a little confusing there in terms of you may win the duel, but you're not actually starting first. You may start 3rd or 4th, depending upon which duel you're running. If qualifying gets rained out, if one duel gets rained out, there are so many things that I'm not going to get into and bore everybody with in terms of possibilities in terms of external factors that could play a role in how the actual starting lineup is set for the 500. But that's the nuts and bolts in a nutshell, if everything runs as scheduled there. I will definitely be on Twitter on Sunday tweeting the hell out of the Clash as we get set to finally get the regular season underway with the 60th running of the Daytona 500. I cannot wait. All right. Time to hit some social media here. Everyone, make sure you check out the website, thelaptrafficpodcast.com. Like it on Facebook, The Lap Traffic Podcast, and follow on Twitter at LapTrafficPC, Instagram, The Lap Traffic Podcast. Make sure you subscribe, auto-download, comment on the show on Podbean, iTunes, Spreaker, Google Play, Listen Notes, TuneIn, Blueberry, Acast. I'm out there all over the place. So make sure you check it out. And now it's time for my second big announcement. I am so excited about this. You know, from Detroit area and really want to grow the Metro Detroit following as well as national with all you guys out there. So I am proud to have partnered up with Detroit Sports Entertainment. I am thrilled to be partnered with these guys. Detroit Sports Entertainment features articles covering Detroit pro and college teams. So if you're looking for a one-stop shop for articles, podcasts, all-around coverage of Detroit teams, make sure you check out DetroitSportsAndEntertainment.com. Give them a follow at DET Sports ENT. Who knows? You might even see an article from me up there every once in a while. Met up with those guys a couple weeks ago. They're based out, like I said, out of the Metro Detroit area. They got a nice big Metro Detroit following, and they don't have any NASCAR content. Well, that problem has been solved by the Lap Traffic Podcast, so I'm really excited about that. So you might see some tweets from me about those guys and vice versa. So if you're running short on your local sports to follow up on and you want to know what's going on in the world of Metro Detroit sports from the Pistons, the Lions, the Tigers and Bears. Oh, my. That's Chicago. Check those guys out. They're really cool and looking forward to interacting with those guys. I'll have a new contest out soon. Make sure you bookmark the Amazon page there if you want to help support the show. Stickers and koozies, I mailed out a bunch this weekend, so be on the lookout. If you put a request in for one last week or 2 weeks ago, whenever it may be, you should be getting those this week. Make sure you tweet out a picture with your favorite beverage in there, and I'll put that up on the website. Let's see, some fantasy updates. All right, so I'm not going to repeat everything. If you want information on the Lap Traffic Fantasy League, go to the website, laptrafficpodcast.com, click on the fantasy link. I've got 25 more spots left. Deadline cutoff, whether we hit 75 or not, is Sunday night. After the duels, after the Clash, all that good stuff. Come Monday morning, whoever's there is there, as long as, you know, we're under 25 there, so maybe we'll get to the full 75. It's quite possible. If you want to play, if you've registered and you want to tell your friends, get them hooked on the show and tell them about it. That's awesome. And, yeah, so we got 25 more spots left to go on that. So very excited for the fantasy season to begin. And lastly, for the social media segment, starting next week, the official Wave Around hotline will be open. Next Tuesday night will be your first chance to call in, say hi, give your lucky dog and lap down picks from the Clash. But also don't forget to send me your picks via Twitter in case you don't get through so I can read some off as well. So next Tuesday night, I'll tweet out a time to call along with the number. And I can't wait to talk to Lap Traffic Nation next week. I am very excited. Which also leads me to another new segment for the 2018 season. I can't wait. Here we go. All right, guys, it's time to introduce another new segment for this season. That music can only mean one thing. It is time for the official Lapped Traffic Weather Report. That's right. Each week going forward, get the inside scoop on what we can expect each upcoming race weekend from the new official weatherman of the Lap Traffic Podcast. I'm sure you've seen him on Twitter. He's been in the business for 20 years, diehard NASCAR fan. Like myself, he's working on a PhD. And just like the Lap Traffic Podcast, he is a Michigan man. Go Blue! Please welcome Blue. Aaron Studwell to the Lap Traffic Podcast. How are you, brother?
Good evening, sir. Go Blue.
Absolutely, go Blue. They're winning 25-20 right now against Northwestern.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Got the game on in the background here. Aaron, tell everyone a little about yourself. Professional background, what brought you to the exciting world of meteorology?
Actually, undergraduate Michigan in aerospace engineering. And for your record, and I think you know this already, Jim Harbaugh and I were teammates in the mid-'80s.
That's
as was Jamie Morris.
Pretty badass.
Manuel, who's now the athletic director there.
That's really cool.
Went on as an engineer, decided when I was at GM at the Proving Grounds, I did one of the different paths, got a meteorology master's at Texas A&M, wound up staying in Texas. It's now been coming up on 25 years. Just had that epiphany moment about 5 years ago. I was going to do my PhD, and I'm currently working on my PhD at the University of Houston in Atmospheric Sciences.
Congrats.
Upper-level flow of Saturn, so I'm doing planetary atmospheres, something a little different.
Cool. That sounds really exciting, actually. I like that kind of stuff.
I've been a NASCAR fan since 2003. My first driver, I loved Dodge, and my first driver was Ward Burton. Seeing him win the 500 and made me a Dodge man, made me a Ward Burton fan, and just fell in love with the sport then, and I think like so many of us, NASCAR 2003 on the PC.
That's awesome.
Is how I really learned more about the sport and started forecasting for it in September of 2003 and coming up on my 15th season.
That's awesome. All right, so what's your favorite track? Who's your favorite driver? You know, what's your NASCAR scoop?
Right now, no favorite driver. I just enjoy the sport for the sport. I haven't. Actually, let me take that back. Matt DiBenedetto.
Oh,
my wife's a
he's
huge
been
fan.
On a couple times. He's an awesome guy. I love him.
He is an awesome guy. I met him at Texas, and he was just kind enough to take a picture. I love his social media stuff, and he just seems like a nice guy. I really enjoy what he's brought to the sport from a social media standpoint and from a really kind of a fun standpoint.
Absolutely. Do you got a favorite track or anything?
Favorite track? Been there once. Would love to go back is Vegas.
Okay.
Standard mile and a half, but it's just they have a great atmosphere. It's fun to go see a race there. I really enjoy it there. Been to Texas. Bristol I want to see for a night race.
Absolutely.
There are a few bucket track lists for me yet.
Have you been to a Michigan race?
Yes.
Okay.
And in all honesty, I fell asleep.
It's all right. My wife did, too, the first time I took her to a race.
I was up in turn four, had her headphones on. I was exhausted, and I think I just nodded off.
Yeah, yep. You're not the first person I've heard that from. All right. Well, what are you looking forward to this season? Any particular story, track, thing on the track? Well, what are you looking forward to in 18?
I want to see how, now that everybody has a year of stage racing under their belts, and I want to see if Truex, I mean, they did such a good job figuring it out so much further ahead than anybody else. Now that everybody has a year under their belts, see how people react to it, treat it. The new schedule, especially during the playoffs, it's playoffs. We're talking playoffs already. So I'm looking forward to, say, the new configuration, put the Roval. I want to see how that goes.
Absolutely.
That's going to be interesting. I think just every week. I mean, there are some weeks I'm like, yeah, okay, there's a race. But I think a lot of weeks are going to be like, oh, cool, there's a race.
Absolutely. I can't wait to get to the track. Well, can't wait to get to the track and watch some racing this weekend, especially. Speaking of that, all right, so all the listeners know that we record on Tuesday nights. So we get things can change, so you know, your reports might be a little you know, early, so to speak. But what can we expect this weekend heading into Daytona for the Clash, man?
Right now, looking at a chance of rain, we have that Saturday morning practice, 10:30. That looks good. That looks variably cloudy. Kind of a strong southerly wind. I was a little surprised when I put that forecast together this morning. So that would tend to go up the back straight from coming out of 2 and into 3. So they're going to have a tailwind on the back of 2 and 3 on the back straight. Going into Sunday with the race at 3 o'clock, chance showers. That's kind of standard afternoon fare for Florida. When I was putting the forecast together this morning, it was, I'm like, oh, Sunday afternoon. That's interesting. Because Saturday nights, you tend to get away from that chance of rain. You have the showers in the afternoon, but by nightfall, they tend to fall apart. With a Sunday afternoon race, I think we're going to have to watch the radar a little bit. I'll be home. And we talked about the early forecast, or you had mentioned that. One way to keep up with it is raceweather.net. Is the website at Raceweather, is where I am on Twitter, and then Raceweather on Facebook as well. So have the social media covered, have the website covered. Lap Traffic has been a wonderful supporter in retweeting, and we will communicate as we go into the week. This is not going to be the only time we talk all week, I'm sure.
Awesome. No. And, you know, it's funny you mentioned the difference between the weather Saturday night to Sunday. We talked before we hit record here that we're both a little disappointed to the switch from the Sunday night clash to the Sunday afternoon clash.
Yeah, I guess it's just what the expectations are. And, you know, I from a weather perspective, it's a little bit higher risk. You do have the chance of afternoon showers there. I kind of just like night racing better at Daytona. I've went to a Pepsi 400. That was the first race. Actually, the first race I ever attended was a Pepsi 400 back in 05.
That's awesome.
First race ever. And it was just a lot of fun. One thing you learn first time you go to the track, this isn't like a football game. You don't sit as low as possible.
Right. Yeah.
We're in row 8 on the front straight, and like all you can see is kind of like just right
some
in front
campers.
Of you. But we were right in front of Dale Jr.'s pit box, so we got to see a lot of him that race, unfortunately.
That's awesome. All right, Aaron, hit the social media one more time for everybody.
Raceweather.net is the website, at Raceweather on Twitter, and then just search Raceweather on Facebook. Tend to get more updates and more timely responses on Twitter just by the nature of it. And then I follow up on Facebook. I'm real good with replying to DMs. So if you have any questions, you're going to the track, they come right to my phone. And guess what? I'll be replying.
Awesome. All right, everyone. Make sure you tune in each week to hear Aaron's weather report right here on the Lap Traffic Podcast. Aaron, I'm sure I'll talk to you later in the week, and hopefully next week you'll bring some good news for Daytona.
I'm excited. I'm glad for this opportunity, and just it's been a lot of fun so far.
Awesome. Can't wait, man. We'll talk to you soon.
Talk soon.
See ya. Well, what do you guys think about that? An official weather report each week on the Lap Traffic Podcast from Aaron. He's going to give us the lowdown on what we can expect each and every weekend at the track. That's going to be a lot of fun. I think we're going to have a lot of fun interacting with Aaron over there. That's awesome. All right, let's get to just a couple news bits here. I got to be honest, I am really bummed to see that the cone rule on restarts isn't going to happen. For those unfamiliar with this rule, it's used in a lot of short track racing where drivers choose if they want to start on the top or the bottom for the restart. So, you know, you could be 10th, but if all 9 guys in front of you pick the bottom, you could roll the dice and move up and restart 2nd there on the high line if you wanted to. It definitely gives a little bit more excitement to the restart. And I know the orange cone would love to have a job back. So who knows? Maybe next year we'll get that back. And the famous cucumber is gone. NASCAR has gotten rid of the term encumbered. So I guess that means if you go look that up in the dictionary, it's not going to be there. But I'm betting people will use that term more now on social media than before. All right. That is going to do it for episode 55 of the Lap Traffic Podcast. Make sure you check out the website, thelaptrafficpodcast.com. Get registered for the Fantasy League. Make sure you like it on Facebook. Follow on Twitter, at Lap Traffic PC. If you want to play in the Fantasy League, 25 spots left. We got till now, till Sunday to fill those up. We got the Clash this Sunday, the 11th at 3 p.m. Big thanks to Pierce from DraftKings for calling in. Make sure you sign up at DraftKings.com and use promo code LAPT when you do. Big thanks for Aaron for calling in for the first official weather report for this weekend for the Clash. Don't forget, next week, the phone line, the Wave Around hotline, will be open for you guys to call in. Stay tuned to Twitter for more info on that. And I got a couple guests next week. You ready for this? Next week, Fox's Hermie Sadler will be calling in to hype up the 500. And I think we're going to talk some trucks with him, too. And, very excited, MIS track president Rick Brenner is going to call in and talk about the 50th anniversary this year for MIS. Can't wait for that either. Don't get caught chasing the lucky dog. Make sure you tune in each and every week to the Lap Traffic Podcast. See ya!